The story of Oi and Yai. Mukashi, mukashi, in a village far away, lived a pair of identical twins. From a young age, they got along so well that they grew up doing everything together. They farmed their land together, they ate dinner together, and they even lived in the same house. Because they were born at the same time, and were still inseparable as adults, the villagers would joke amongst themselves that they'd probably die at the same time too. They also looked so very much alike, even in adulthood, that no one could tell them apart. The only clue was that the older brother called the younger brother Oi, and the younger brother called the older brother Yai. Oi and Yai weren't their real names, though. It was how they had always talked to each other. Oi, big brother, I'm getting hungry. How about you? Yai, me too. Why don't we stop working and get something nice to eat? They used these endearments so much that they kind of became their names. This went on for all their lives, until one day the younger brother, Yai, suddenly caught a fever and took to bed. The doctor gave him medicine, but he didn't get better. He actually got worse. Yai became so ill that the doctor said he could go at any day. Oi, the older brother, stayed by his bedside and cared for him. Yai, hang in there. You can beat this. But Yai could only mumble, Oi, it's too late for me. I'm done for. Please, use what life I would have had and live a long life yourself. Yai, what are you talking about? If you die, what will I do? I can't live without you. Oi, you really can't do anything about the length of a person's life. It's already been determined. What are you saying? No, stay strong. But Yai fell into a deep sleep. With tears in his eyes, Oi pressed his hands together and prayed with all his might. Please, Yai and I were born together, and we've spent our entire lives together. He's my brother and my best friend. If he dies, I can no longer go on living. Please save him. Oi prayed like this for hours, prayed so long and so hard that eventually a warm light filled the room and a voice spoke.
Oi, you want to save your little brother this bad, huh?
Oi looked up. Is that God talking?
If you really want to save your brother's life, I can't just ignore you.
Thank you, Kami-sama, thank you.
However, if I do this for you, you're going to have to climb up to heaven, and bad things can happen along the way.
Oi answered, that's okay, I understand. I'll do anything for my brother Yai.
Okay then, Kami-sama said. Go outside, look up to the sky, and clap your hands 3 times. You'll know what to do. Just like that, the golden light disappeared.
Oi turned to his sleeping brother. Did you hear that? God is going to lengthen your life. I'm going to get that extension now. I'll be right back. Hang in there until I return, Yai. Oi went outside and looked up into the clouds. Kami-sama, he said, and clapped his hands 3 times and waited, gazing into the night sky. He saw something moving, getting bigger and bigger and closer. A ladder? Yes, a ladder was descending from the heavens and stopped right at his feet. So
So this is what God meant when he said I'd have to climb to the heavens. Oi steeled his nerves and started climbing and climbing and climbing, getting higher and higher. After a while, he started getting tired and he stopped to rest. He looked down. His house was so small and he could see the entire village below. His knees trembled and he broke out in a cold sweat. A chilly wind kicked up and the ladder swayed back and forth. Oi gripped tightly. He believed in the Kami-sama. He looked up again and he saw that the top of the ladder went into a cloud. He started climbing again. Up, up, up. He finally reached the cloud, cold and damp. He didn't stop. He kept climbing through it. When he came out at the top of the cloud, he found that he was no longer outside, but inside a very large and beautiful room that was painted completely red. The floor, the walls, the ceiling, even the light in the room was a dim crimson color. He jumped off the ladder and crept around, investigating. There was no furniture, no windows. The room was empty. Except on the other side stood a large door. Maybe that's where he was meant to go. Oi carefully approached the door when he noticed right in front of it was an enormous red-skinned Oni lying, sleeping on the floor. His heart thumped hard in his chest. He hadn't even seen it. It blended so perfectly with the red-tinged room. Oi held his breath and tiptoed up and around the snoring Oni. He reached the door and thought to himself, surely his brother's lengthened life must be beyond that door. As carefully and quietly as he could, he pushed it open and slipped inside. This time he stepped into an identical, very large room, devoid of furniture and windows, but this one was all in blue. The walls, the floor, the ceiling, and the eerie blue light. But Oi stopped cold before he could even take one step. In this room, too, an Oni was positioned at the other side of the room in front of a great door. But this enormous beast was wide awake. It was standing and looking directly at Oi with its eyes wide. Oi collapsed to his knees. This is the end. Go ahead and do it. Yai is going to die soon anyway. So just get it over with. Fry me up or boil me or whatever you want to do. Just do it. He screwed his eyes closed and waited. And waited. And waited. But nothing happened. Oi slowly opened his eyes and saw that the Oni still stood there, its eyes wide open, staring right at him, but not moving at all. It made no attempt to lunge at him swinging its giant iron club or gobble him up, which Oni are wont to do. Oi listened to a sound reverberating about the room. Snoring. On legs like tofu, he snuck over to the feet of the giant and waved his arms up at him. Nothing. He jumped up and down. A loud snore. He's standing up and sleeping with his eyes open, Oi said and laughed quietly. What a strange creature. Oi walked around him and again carefully opened the second door and stepped inside this next room. This one was even more disturbing than the other two. It was completely dark, except for the flickering light of candles. Hundreds of thousands, row after row of candles that stretched out in all directions. What is this? Oi said as he moved lightly down one row. He saw immediately that each candle was a different length and thickness, Some stood tall with a bright flame, while others were spluttering in pools of cooling wax, just about to go out. He also noticed that they all had something written on them, a name. Shocked, Oi understood. These must be life candles. That means when one goes out, the person dies. Just then at his feet, one flame flared for an instant, faltered, and disappeared. A thin wisp of smoke snaked up as if going to heaven. With a heavy heart, he wondered who that was. Then a shudder of fear as he considered that it might have been Yai's candle. No, Yai is still hanging on. His candle must be here somewhere. But where? I have to find it before it goes out. Panicking, Oi moved as fast as he could down row after row, reading each name as he went. The ones that had burned down were difficult to read, as only one character of the name could be seen. After what felt like too much time, Oi dropped to his knees again and began to cry. Where is Yai's candle? There are too many. A voice spoke, the same one as before.
If you cry too hard, you'll start extinguishing candles. You better be careful.
Oi wiped his tears away and regained his composure. He pleaded, Where is my little brother's candle? I can't find it.
Right there in front of you.
When Oi looked down, he saw that a long white candle with his brother's name on it was lying on its side. It had fallen over. He moved to right it when the Kami-sama spoke again.
If you pick it up too quickly, it will go out. Be careful.
Oi stopped and took a breath. He reached down slower, but this time his hand was trembling too hard.
If you're shaking like that, the candle will go out too.
Oi pulled his hand back.
But you'd better hurry. It's just about to go out, God said.
Calm down, breathe, relax. You can do this. This time, when Oi reached out for the candle, his hand was steady. Very slowly, he turned it upright and sunk it into the soft wax on the floor. He waited for a moment to be sure it wouldn't fall back over, then pulled his hand away. It stood, but it flickered. Yeah, you can do it. Stay strong. Don't go out. The candle flickered some more. It dimmed, but then it burned bright again. At this moment, in their small home, in a village far away, Yai woke up from a deep sleep. Wow, that was restful. I must have been out for days. Oi turned from looking out the window.
Yai, how do you feel? Are you okay?
Oi looked down at his little brother, who was pushing himself up on his futon. Are you crying? Is everything okay? Yai asked.
Yes, I'm fine. Everything is fine.
That's good, said Yai. Then, Oi, big brother, I'm getting hungry. How about you?
Me too, Yai.
Why don't we get something nice to eat?
The end.